6 version of Liberty Standards backlog clearance programme. Now, this was brought by Brian, who happens to be the chairman of it as well. So perhaps Brian, you can give an introduction to this.
Yeah. As part of the role of audit, we have to go through the various risk profiles that are made by the council. And this particular one was entitled Failure to Identify and Effectively Manage Situations where vulnerable alerts are subject to abuse, which last updated to September 29. There's one section about the double safeguards and so on. The backlog clearance programme. What was a concern for us was in the ultimate paragraph that it says, year to date, the average increase of outstanding person is approximately 50 quid per month with current in-house activity. This trend will increase outstanding requests by 331st of March 2020, which would be counterbalanced against assessment of scholars. And it does say the last paragraph, I mean, looking to get additional funding. So my concern was, well, these two audit profiles, not all the members may not, all the members obviously written about it here. So I thought it was right to put it to this committee so they're aware. And you can see the notes that we say, and we also say the note is a national list and so on. But I think it's right that it's brought to your committee.
Thank you, Brian. Those issues, Laura, thank you.
Chairman, briefly to Councillor Tindall for giving us the opportunity to bring this matter to the committee. It is a matter that is a grave concern to adult social care in its entirety. The deprivation of liberty is something that nobody takes for granted and everyone takes very seriously. Ultimately, when people are subject to deprivation of liberty action, almost all residents are the residents that are impacted. It's those residents who we only agree to duty of care, but we certainly owe a more and greater duty of scrutiny in terms of what we're doing. The national picture I'm very grateful for having the reference because the situation arises out of a key decision where the goalposts for the SOS were removed in terms of where Donald's were required to be made. The legislation is currently under review as a result of the impact that the decision had on local authorities up and down the country. And our position is no different to our colleagues in other authorities in this regard. What I'd like to say is to you, I suspect every assistant director and director up and down the country making the same assurance, is the approach we're taking to address it. We don't have sufficient internal resources to be able to keep up with the demand in relation applications we receive. So we undertook a piece of work last year and currently in the process of undertaking a similar piece of work this year to clear the backlog of those high priority applications to make sure that the people who are vulnerable do require us to step in and say what their liberty absolutely receive that support. I asked my colleagues to provide me with a summary, a snapshot of the action taken to date, and I can confirm that the contract with the OT practice partners we work with in terms of supporting these processes is in place and is operating well. They continue to deliver a number of assessments which helps us stay on top of increasing demand and helps us to address the backlog. It is a temporary solution and it's a solution that we're very grateful for, but for which funding is always in ongoing pressure. As part of the ongoing budget discussion and finance discussion that Dr. Toza has with our colleagues in finance and with John Metcalf, it is something we're looking to budget for and to fund and move forward to make sure that we can ensure the funding of people are supported. In terms of the progress we're making, it's not as great as anyone wants it to be, but it is sufficient to meet our statutory duties and sufficient to ensure that we are safeguarding vulnerable people. In an ideal world, we have zero cases on the waiting authorisation, zero cases on the waiting sign-off, but the process that we go through in terms of deprivation of liberty applications is significant. In a number of those cases, in addition to the authorisation process, is the best interest process. And that best interest process requires multidisciplinary teams to get together to discuss the individual's needs, to discuss the individual wants for their own, and to support the individual when they don't have capacity to have the very best outcome. None of that can be done in a short timeframe, and what we won't do is sacrifice time that's needed to deal with these applications and authorisations properly to reduce the backlog. So we are grateful for our colleagues in internal audit for keeping us in line in terms of where we are, and for holding us to account for the service that we provide to our most vulnerable residents. It continues to be a pressure. It continues to be a pressure that we're aware of, we're addressing. Just for assurance to the community, it is part of our monthly performance monitoring, the average social care service group. Every month, we look at the data, we look at the number of assessments that are outstanding, the actions taken to date, and the team is supported to ensure that they're maximising every opportunity to support those people to have their authorisation for that insurance. Where that isn't happening, there is a clear process of escalation, and that escalation can include referral up to the management team and also on to the local care board if that's deemed necessary at that point in time.
Thank you, Laura. Right, I've got Michael and then Brian.
Thank you. Thank you for Brian appraising it. Obviously, this committee has in the past looked at this issue of dogs and has gone back probably 3 years, was particularly appraised a concern about the original figure of about 756, I think it was. One of the things at that time was there was a very good risk assessment that was done by independent solicitors, particularly of the financial risk to the council. It would be very useful if we could have that circulated again, because I think we have to note that actually that risk was really considerable financially to the council, and it would actually be useful. Obviously the figure, the historic figure has gone down, but obviously if a particular case comes forward regarding the dogs, only it's not dealt with properly in that place. I think the figure was that it could cost the council up to £200,000. That was what was in that legal advice. So obviously there is a concern for risk, and it would be useful, I think, for ourselves and the audit committee to actually know what that risk is. If you go back into the former agendas and minutes, there will be that legal assessment. And my question is would it be useful to get an update of that advice in the current situation of what the actual risk is to the council?
Thank you, Michael.
Chairman, in relation to that advice, I think it should be noted that things have changed in the law. The position was outlined in that initial advice was based on the legal time of 3 years on from that. And what we have seen is a reduction in the number of challenges that have arisen in relation to those nationally. So the risk that was inherent at that point in time was based on a subjective opinion by an independent solicitor who, just as a point of clarity, was actually employed by a social care service at that independent at the time. I don't think circulating the advice again would be of use. I think it would simply take us back to a position that was 3 years ago. But what I can do for the committee, would like the committee, is to ask our own legal team to provide an updated advice in terms of current risk, if that would be helpful.
Thank you. Brian.
It's just going back to the risk profile question in that last paragraph. This was done in September 2019. It says where the department will make an agreement for the protection of liberty standards against the £3 million additional funding. Have you actually made this bid for extra funds?
I can confirm that the request for additional funding to support the declaration of the tobacco clearance is part of the level of social care budget for this year. It is part of the ask that has been made.
So it's only got
it's been requested. The budget setting is to local council at the end of February, so it is presumptuously to assume anything in relation to the budget setting. We are the right council.
Do you have any forecast, Laura, there, when the backlog may begin? What math do you have to maintain?
Councillor Nicholson, I'll be misleading you if I said the backlog will ever begin, because we currently, the framework in which we're working, the number of applications in with the business leading capacity we have to deal with them. What we do is mitigate the backlog as best we can by prioritising using the national risk framework at those that are most vulnerable and most in need of support. So people who fall subject to a declaration of identity application and authorisation request fall into categories 1, 2, and 3. 3 being somebody who has the parent support, their family, who has an element of capacity fluctuating. So for them, the declaration of identity is more safeguarded by the mechanism of their request. It's not what it should be. We absolutely should be addressing all of those applications. But because of the constraints that we have, we are focusing on those most at risk. That's in line with what other authorities are doing up and down the country. It's in line with the guidance of the issue alongside the legislative framework. For all local authorities, what we're waiting for is the change in law. And the change in law will reset the benchmark in terms of where we're going. And that will help us to inform and prioritise our capacity to best meet those in our community. So the short answer is, I can't give you a time when that call will ever be gone. And I very much doubt that there will be gone.
Thank you very, very good answer. Right, we'll move now on to item 4. Yes, sure. Sure, by all means.
Whether
it's going to cost in part of the sounds certain. So, formalising the